It's really a gigantic amount of self-control for me not to cough. I'm not used to it, and I'm not succeeding at it. Dear Aaron in South Africa, etc. Installment number one, condition. You are on a bus. There's no speed like the present. Yes, well, you might think. Or you might think of the man at your side, spooling his clutch of fingers in tight cursive loops through the slate air. Or your own knees. You might think of them balled up in your jeans like the understudy waiting for someone to twist an ankle. A paradigm shift like the sound of a creaking duck. But on this instance, you cannot think at all. Technology requires great effort. On this occasion, you conform to the accepted guidelines. You accept the guidelines without thinking. If someone were to offer you food, would you take it? What is the purpose of a toy? What costs is the outcome, not the effort. A woman who is not a geisha pats a garden of white powder onto her crimped, bloomless face. She is practicing. She has practiced. Installment number two, investment. In Dallas, where the lights never dim or illuminate, land flat as a doorbell unanswered, water poison, but mercifully tasteless. Doubt unveils, veers, inches into exposure over the faint neon twitch of horizon, like the six-masted Chinese junket you dreamt of in a hotel room you had no intention of paying for. This ardor, so many iridescent fish bellied onto the sand, red tide, unkempt, warranted, standing with anvil feet on your neck, this persistent black cat or affection or railway station, things clatter and converse, ties and spikes littered with speed with unopened mail, where the train doesn't stop, doesn't slow, filters and hurdles its one blind, inclusive eye daggered towards the night. Installment number three, property value. Thunder muffles as the sound of spinning, a certain livid amber whir unnoticed until its absence. What is the difference between radiation and radiance, my most insistent tremor, my most tremulous ruler, as in measure, in inches or letters or hands? Hands in memory flutter smaller, don't you think, than hands that tap the forehead absently, the absent forehead. Today, the sun is on your side of the world. Do you get enough sleep? Memory can't be jarred into radiance, and with no one to catch you in a lie, you make yourself again utterly human. And what is the difference between proper and property, between missing and gone? Every day seems to adhere to the same forgetful alphabet, and will we ever, my dear unsigned lease, my miter box, my orange cat, will we ever tire of waking up? Installment number four, inheritance. The sound of one caught in the penetrating green illness of compulsion or propulsion, the hum sound of hospital fluorescence in a body otherwise desirous of flowers in the morning. The phone rings off the hook as if it could ring off the hook, as if saying hello were the same thing as greeting a body. Tell the slant and tell it true. The true slant is your leg, penetrated by brash blue light, sunlight without heat, full of the numb expanse of sky expanded, as a leg expands an infection, as a leg refusing to succumb to arthroscopic suggestion. When you said faint, you meant fret, and when you said meek, you meant honeycombed or residual, as a person is residual, who won't leave the bedside of a body asleep hours ago, a body you inherited, as you might inherit sleep. Installment number five, earned respite. Insofar as love, my dear extreme Pueblo, my fraught censor, my dim necessary fear, dear. Insofar as antidote promises antidote, tremor and terror both in the window, through the window, where the body ends and the world's body begins. A slant light indicates day where a scant night resists me. Wrists bared like plastic neon dolls, the auction table crowds into my parts. What is there to say, really? The bird picks and guts at one spot under her wing, beak swollen with color, the way raindrops become fat and fallopian, the way the day wanes slowly, as if without resistance. Isn't cloudiness a kind of inherent eclipse, and don't we use our eyes like bludgeons, like vacuum cleaners or tire irons? This day, pocked with tiny spicy failures, gingered gasps hushed with their own bounded selves, dear antidote, as if the yellow gauzy membrane of debris that coats my body like a body could shudder, could remove, could by excess alone retract, recant, fall away. Installment number 6, it costs. More than terse teeth or obtuse, nubile remorse, so many stutters, adolescence incomplete as panties round knobby ankles, more than breathless, sleeking up against, nibbling the body down to capable necessity, there is a toll. Dear alphabetical amphetamine, dear hydrangea, dear artichoke.